Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Some listeners want to know how the game was Friday, Goo. You and Evan went to the game on Friday.
Yeah, we had company. 49er Frankie
was
with
us.
It was a great atmosphere, and again, I was shocked by all the blue. Giants got off to a monster start and had to hold on. But as far as activity and being out there with all that energy, it was playoff-like. And I'm a little shocked that I didn't know coming in here, Stoney, they were out of the offs right now. Nothing to see here. They got time. But, man, they were up. I mean, they had that game Friday. They were up 8-2, and the Dodgers put up 4 runs on Logan Webb, chase them out the game. And you win that game 8-7, and then come back. Ohtani, 3 shutout innings, throwing 100 miles an hour. He hit a bomb into the water Friday night. But yesterday was just, again, Stoney, not to be a one-trick pony, was a microcosm of the whole season.
Well, I mean,
it's like you held him. You did your job in the top of the 10th, and you got a runner on second. I'm just saying, if you want to send a message, you'd be 4 games back.
When you play games like that, you're going to lose games like that.
Damn.
You just are. I mean,
damn.
You can't win a game in the 9th inning all the time. They lead the league in walk-offs. And one of the reasons they lead the league in walk-offs is because they play so many tight, low-scoring games. So you're going to, ideally you win a lot of them, but you're not going to win them all. And look, this team doesn't hit, and they pitch. It's pretty easy.
But they should hit after adding
should
a guy
they?
Like...
One guy doesn't change an entire lineup.
You kind of were slow to that altar when it happened. But Stoney, you just said he's batting 202, right. and the alarming thing, I'm being real, and I know it's 3 true outcomes, but he's striking out too, like you could strike Devers out. And yeah. I know it was Barry Bonds bobblehead day Saturday, and you just think about him, and I'm going to put it right on the table early since you've been back, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Stoney, the Dodgers, a shocker. The Giants have nothing like Ohtani. That's what I thought Devers
well, no
is in.
Team does, do they?
Well, but some. How close can we get? And man.
We got Devers. That's your best offensive player right now. But look, I got to give Evan a little credit here because when they got Devers, they hadn't had him long and Devers. And
what did he say?
He said one bat's not enough. One bat's not enough on this team. I mean, they just, like, you look at what happens with what's happened with Ramos.
Man, I mean, he's struggling.
Yes, Jung
he is.
Jung-Hoo Lee, what's he hitting? 249. I mean, they just don't have enough guys who hit for average on this team. I don't know what you do if you're the Giants at the deadline. Do you get another arm?
I think you need one.
So, well, I mean, then you get into, okay, so you're telling me they need another arm and they definitely need another bat. I mean.
You're saying that's a lot.
Yeah, I am saying that's a lot.
Well, it's a lot when you got guys underperforming and all you wanted, like I'm in the lab on the couch yesterday, just like, good God, the greatest Hollywood writer couldn't script Devers up with the place packed against your rival. Like, it's sometime or it's got the baby's got to be delivered. It's got to come at some point, right, Steiny? And that was the moment. And again, he hit the snot at the ball, hit the snot out of the ball, but it was for an out. But if we just throw yesterday out and just look at what's going on with Devers in totality since he's been here, and you talk about the 202 average, that has been lackluster. So I hear you, Steiny, and I'm saying, yes, what. If guys were to get on their horse and start performing like they should, then maybe they don't need a bat. You could just focus on adding an arm. Like, yeah. I'm not out on it. I just – we got 4 guys. I don't know what's up with Ramos, and I told you he's my favorite Giant, and that's the guy I relate to. But I told you the guy that had been here before then.
So you have 2 favorites.
Yeah, and I'm just like, man, he's in a slump. We're talking about like 60 at-bats. Like, he don't look like Ramos.
I mean, can we really look at this lineup and think it should be a little bit better? I think we know that.
No doubt.
But, I mean.
Robbie Ray pissed his ass off yesterday. And, again, Steiny, I know you got no run support. And then Webb, who all this first half, we know he's been Matt Cain. He gets no run support. He gets a 2 lead. And then, you know, gives it, they get to him to where it's back to a close game and they chase him. So they got three All-Stars pitching tomorrow in the game, Steiny, but at the end of the day, they need guys to get hot with the bat. That's bottom line.
This is Bob Melvin on Devers' line out into center field that, you know, if it's put somewhere else, maybe they win this game.
Yeah. Baseball can be a cruel game. Ball 106 off the bat there. And they get balls like 40 miles an hour in the last inning. So, you know, it's just the way it is sometimes. Unfortunately, it didn't work in our favor.
Devers was hitting 272 before he got here, Steiny. You think it's the park?
No.
Because he ain't playing every game
here. I think it's part of it.
I think he's hurt. I hope he's hurt. Because if you just continue, we're past 81 games, partner. If I'm sitting here like, oh, he's got time. Boy, if he doesn't turn it around, then what?
Then you got you traded for a player who played a little more than half the season for you, who didn't look like the guy that you traded for.
And would you have a
kind of like Adamas?
Mm. Well, no, he's
He's hitting 220.
No, Steiny, see, you're...
But this is what you can't do. You can't...
But the last month, he's been in Fuego. You got to
check the numbers. Okay. Because
Mike Kruko's telling us every time he's up at the plate, Steiny, he's been...
But this is what we do.
He's been coming out of
it. He's had three. He's had 3 good weeks of baseball.
Oh,
what's he hitting?
No, I'll
220.
Yeah.
I mean,
but dude, that was because of a slow start. At least you're seeing like the lights on. Howard Johnson, the lights are on with Adamas. Like, dude, that dude to me right now is who you want up at the plate. I know he had an opportunity yesterday, but the bottom line is I wish Devers was showing those signals of what Adamas is doing. And maybe that's down the line. But the fact we're here at the break, you had that game or you got blessed to be in that game, stop them from scoring in extra innings at home, the last game of the season, to send a message, take 2 or 3 and feel good. Now I'm sitting here telling you and you tell me if I'm wrong. Ask me what the biggest moment for Ralphie Devers in the Giant uniform has been thus far.
What?
The Will Clark drama.
Hmm. I mean, I think we get caught in this trap a lot. And Willy Adamas was hitting 200 for 4/5 of the season.
You're right.
And now he's up to 220, which means he's hit 260 over the last month.
But how about the power numbers, Donnie?
Like, this is what I mean. You can't.
All I'm asking you to say is he's improving. He's playing better.
I'm not going to say that.
Just Adamas?
Why? Because he's had 3 good weeks? Like, seriously, like, that doesn't cut it in baseball. And I'm not saying he's not hitting the ball better than he has all season.
Because that's all my point is.
But he's still hitting 220. I mean, you know, it's like when Jonathan Kuminga has a couple good games.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about the other 8 out of 10 for Adamas? Devers the same way. I mean, we got one guy hitting 220 for the entire season. God forbid you take away the last 2 or 3 weeks. We got 2 guys hitting 200.
And that was my
Adamas
point.
Adamas and Devers.
I'm not telling you 220 is 320 and he should be an All-Star. I'm not. It's disappointing. But he, again, Steiny, it's like a worker here at the job. The history is, it's been bad, but you can't ignore the improvement or what looks to be him locked in at the plate.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, locked in at the plate. I don't know that he's been locked in all year, but that's, you know, Chapman, what's he hitting? 237. I mean, look at these numbers. And I get it. Batting average is not the name of the game anymore, but I mean, if you're not a home run hitting team, you're not a base stealing team, you got to figure out a way to manufacture runs. And like they don't have enough good hitters.
Right. And Jung-Hoo Lee, Steiny, I know his year got shortened last year. If you ask me right now, Goo, the Giants offense, everyday player, he would be at the top of my list more than Devers. And he's that guy that I thought or we were told, he's got some speed, Steiny, to steal bases, you know, turn a walk into a double. All that Ricky Henderson stuff or Ichiro, but we're not seeing any of that at the plate.
Patrick Bailey can't hit. Tyler Fitzgerald's having a bad year. Willy Adamas is having a terrible year. Matt Chapman is so-so. Ramos has been good but bad the last month. Jung-Hoo Lee's been below average.
Yeah.
Yaz has been Yaz. I just don't And Devers is hitting 200 as a Giant. Like, I believe their offense is going to be better in the second half, but it's not going to be dramatically better. They're not going to go from a team that scores 3.5 runs to a team that scores 6. I just don't see it. So if, you know, you this is who you are. If you don't make any more moves by the deadline, you're a team that's 7 over .500, and let's buckle up for the second half of the season, because we're going to try to earn a wild card spot. That's really what it's come down to, whether they make a move or whether they don't make a move.
Yeah.
It's wild card or bust this year, and right now, if the playoffs were to start, they wouldn't be in it. They wouldn't be in the postseason.
That's bothersome. You just want to end it. It's all upstairs, right? It's all mental. But you don't want to end this half when they were in that spot and had a little cushion. And then you're trying to send a message to the Dodgers and go into the break 4 games back. Like, now that you sit here and can say that, like, that's bothersome. That's not how you drew it up. Again, the season's not over. But I'll say this. I hope I don't sound like I'm putting all of their offensive impotence on Rafi Devers. They had problems hitting the baseball before he came. So I wonder what he's saying, Stani, to his interpreter or anybody that'll listen. Like, since I've gotten here and put this uniform on, I'm batting 202, and I don't look like myself. So the Giants were not hitting before Devers. Now he's a part of it. So it's like, I mean, what else do you want, Stani? But what Bob Melvin said at the podium yesterday, at some point we got to snap out of it and get hot. These pitchers cannot have this thin of a margin of air. Let them breathe a little bit.
I mean,
Jesus.
As it relates to Devers, this is where – I don't know. I always feel like it's easy to say things, and I need to see them manifest itself. But, I mean, I thought when we got Devers, Adames is going to hit, and everybody's going to hit.
I said that.
If Devers isn't getting pitched around and they're getting him out, then I don't really know how he has an impact on the rest of the lineup.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, and you can say, oh, good, that's just one game. But kudos to Roberts and the Dodgers for saying and having the audacity to be like, you know what? We think you're struggling, Devers, so much, we're going to walk Ramos to get to you. And it worked.
Yep.
Oh!
Are the Giants better than the Milwaukee Brewers?
I want to say yes.
Okay, Brewers are 16 over right now. Are the Giants better than the Mets? Are they better than the Padres?
I believe they are.
Okay,
but they're not playing better like the. They're not playing like it right now.
Because I think if you take the first half, you got the Dodgers, Cubs, Phillies. I don't think the Giants are in their league, and then you got the Brewers, Mets, Padres. You're gonna have to beat one of those teams out. And
you're going to have to hit to do that.
Well, and I don't, right. And maybe they will, and maybe they won't. But the reality of the situation is I'm not looking at the standings saying, man, the Giants, they should be the number one wild card right now, or they should be right behind the Brewers. I don't feel like they've been noticeably better than the Mets or the Padres.
They got 65 games left, not 81, 65. So we're in the home stretch, Stani. And again, I just don't understand why collectively they have not hit the ball. And I hear Kruk and Kipe all the time talk about Giants baseball. It's torture. But it's just like it's uncanny how all these games seem to come down basically like this series, all down to the wire, regardless of who they're playing.
But that's their style. That's their
identity. By default, though, their style. Because that's not how you want to do it.
They don't have a good hitting lineup. Like they just don't. They're a hell of a pitching staff. So like they play in a tough ballpark. They don't have a lot of hitters on their team offensively. Obviously, their pitching is outstanding. They're going to be in a lot of 3-2 games. They're going to be in a lot of 4-3 games. They're going to be in a lot of 2-1 games. They just are. And if you could go out and get 3 power hitters, you'd probably go out and get 3 power hitters. But I'm not convinced that they're out there. So I don't know. It's the Dodgers and then a toss up. Oh, okay. So, all right. 925 says that the Giants could be the second best team in the NL.
Well, when you talk about hitting against the Phillies, yeah, the Phillies got bats. The Cubs got bats. Like, they take offense to some of their problems. But, I mean, if we're going to sit here in the next 67 games, expect this Giant bullpen not to slip, because that's the one that'll break your back. If there's any slippage, and you think there could be because they set the bar so high, if Webb or Ray take a step back, then what are we talking about? Roop's been – he's been phenomenal, right? But, man, Verlander has not been it. But it's almost like you, I, or Rizzotto, or Evan on the bump, Stoney. It doesn't matter. This team is going to score you 2 to 3 runs a game.
And that's who they are. I mean, that's who they are. And I'm looking at the run differential. Where are we now for the Giants? They're still plus 17, which is better than the Padres. But the Cardinals are plus 17. Cincinnati Reds, plus 31. But they're two games behind the Giants. So, I mean, I hear the frustration, and I know that the team's not obviously hitting great, but when I just look at the rest of the teams in the National League, right now the Giants have the 7th best record in the National League.
That's disappointing to me.
I mean, I don't see that they're better significantly than a team ahead of them. Like, you know, they're still, man, they're
on. That was disrespectful. You asked me Milwaukee, 16 up. But I feel like if the Dodgers and if the Brewers and Giants got into, I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh. But I got to give credit to, they're 9 games better than the Giants. How can I sit here and tell you and anybody listening that the Giants are better than the Brewers and they have not shown it?
And the Giants right now are what, 52-45?
Yeah.
That's an 85 or 86 win pace. And I just think that's about what we had them before the season. And
when you left, it was 90, though, Stoney. They were on pace. I know it's only 5 more games. They were on pace. You did this exercise. They were on pace to 90. Like, is 85 going to go to 81? You know?
I mean, all they've done is lose 3 out of 4. I mean, you know, they beat the Phillies twice, and then they lost 3 out of 4. So they even went 3-3 against, you know, the two division leaders. Which, yeah.
But those games, like, if you want to talk about the ballpark that I haven't forgot, that road trip to Chicago and that carcass of the White Sox, and they take 2 or 3 from you and you can't score. Like, stuff like that, it's bigger than just a park. And if I can't bring up Melvin or I can't mention Pat Burrell, then all you can do, Stoney, is hope that these guys turn it around. And there's like 4 or 5 guys right now that I'm concerned with at the plate.
Yeah, I don't – like, when I look at the Giants, and I get it. I think their pitching is better than we thought. Their hitting is not as good as we thought. Their relief pitching is better than we thought. But all in all, I don't think the Giants are underachieving, I guess is what I'm saying. Now, they may have to overachieve a little to make the playoffs and get to 88 or 90 wins. But again, I'm looking at this team. There are a lot of close games, and they're going to play a lot of tight games, but we know they're not going to score. They're just not going to score. This is who they are, and they're
right
7
now,
games
yeah,
over.
This is who they are now. Yeah, but Stoney,
exactly, which is more than half the season.
Your 2 acquisitions are underperforming.
Well, I don't understand what – I know, they're underperforming, so and we can hope they can be better.
Right, and if they're better, then you get better results and more runs, right, and maybe more wins.
Yeah,
but
Adamas
and Devers right there are underperforming.
Okay, so what do we do with them? I don't get it.
I'm not a hitting coach. If you do what Melvin said, you hope. But to me, this is going to sound crazy – at least you know where your problems start with your 2 big bats that you brought in. If you look at it in totality and not the last month in regard to Adamas, I'll give you that. They have underperformed too.
Well, has Bailey underperformed? Lamont Wade certainly underperformed. Tyler Fitzgerald's underperformed.
Yeah, you got me all.
Ramos, yeah. Now you look at all
his
numbers.
He's in a slump, man.
But if you look at all his numbers, he's fine. Jung-Hoo Lee. I mean, Jung-Hoo Lee, Yaz, same old guys. Chris is in San Jose. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. Long time no talk.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, so I was actually at the yard yesterday. You know, it was pretty boring, right? Typical Giants baseball for, you know, eight innings there. And, you know, I loved it. The place absolutely erupted in the ninth. Luis Matos's bomb. You know, right when he hit it, I stood up. The stadium erupted. It was big time. But, you know, going back to Giants baseball in the fine line that it always has been, right? You know, when they win in 10, 12, right. 14, it's all about defense, pitching, you know, starting pitching and the bullpen and getting that timely hit. Yesterday, you know, I thought a perfect kind of example that encapsulated most of the season is we get back into the ball game, right? You get three hits through eight innings. You look abysmal against Yamamoto. You tie the game in the ninth, 2-2. You yep. find a way to get the Dodgers out of the 10th inning, right? Unscathed.
Man.
Shohei is left. I believe Shohei is still on deck at that point, right?
Yep.
So then you start the bottom of the 10th, and Patrick, I have no clue. If this was high school, Patrick Bailey is running poles and working on sack bunts for 2 hours today.
That was bad.
Because that was horrible. And I'm sitting there watching, you know, you want to have hope. But I knew the second he didn't get that bunt down and we in that second out, you know, to shout relatively shallow center, I knew the game was over.
Damn.
I knew the Dodgers weren't going to come back. I knew they weren't going to come back in the top of the 11th and get nothing. You know, and I know Bivens, sure, he got some unlucky hits there, a lot of soft contact. But that's who we're bringing in to face the heart of the Dodgers lineup in the top of the 11th. We're bringing in Spencer Bivens. Really? So, I mean, again, I guess – to try to tie all this together, the Giants are walking an extremely fine line right here. You don't that is a perfect example. You don't get the sack bunt, you lose the game. If you're able to get that sack bunt down, you win that ball game in the 10th inning. Period, point blank, no two ways around it. So again, Steiny, it is like you said, that text message, the guy who texted, it is the Dodgers and it's everybody else. Because mm-hmm. you can't sit there and tell me that the Giants can't compete with Philadelphia. I think they have a winning record against them this year. You know, you can't tell me that with their staff on, I hate to use a football quote, but any given Sunday, you can't tell me that look at what we did to the Dodgers this weekend. We're right there. We're a sack button a fly ball away from taking the series. You know what I mean? So you just got to believe. They're in it still. So I'll take your comments off air, but – I mean, they gotta execute the rest of the way if they hope to get a wild card spot. But hey, if they get in the dance, everyone has a chance, kids. So yeah. Just stay with it.
No,
love you guys.
Yeah, love you too, Steiny. And I'm just real quick. I love the heart, but if you want to do that, I can make an argument. They almost got swept. They were up 8-2 Friday, and the bullpen did their thing. Duvall got them out of it. But if we want to do that, you could have got swept because you were inept yesterday. And tell me if I'm wrong here, and I mean this. Evan Rizzotto, help me out, Steiny. I mean this. Patrick Bailey earlier this week had one of the most memorable plays, walk-off inside the park home runs ever. I guess, Steiny, if I'm the skipper, just swing away, dude. Just I'm not going to ask you to bunt.
With you, the runner you know, in second and nobody I'm out
just
in
swing
a tie
the bat.
Game.
You're a major leaguer. You might get a hit, Steiny. Well, you might get a bloop. Well, but to go up there with a torpedo bat with those two bunts that look like he was trying to home run derby bunt style, like, damn, Melvin, let him swing away. He earned it.
I disagree. It's 2-2.
I know I'm on a ice.
It's 2-2.
With no out.
With a runner at second.
Well, hit it.
Bunt it. And he did end up hitting it. Fly out to center field.
Shocker. I hear you. But what if that was – all right, Steiny, he was down in the count, too. I'm just saying.
I hate to agree with Steinmetz.
All right, today is the first day of our All-Star Week prize blowout. Every day this week, each show is going to give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. Listen today at 12:30 to learn how you can win. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Stop striking out, you know, get advance the runner, you know, gee whiz.